The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And I'll tell you what. What's up with the NBA playoffs, man? Can we get that first? Remember the first night of the NBA playoffs? It was like, wow, this is awesome. What games? And then it has literally sucked as far as games go. Now, we had a seven-game series, but what is with Milwaukee? Holy crap. They were awful last night.
Is Kyrie really going to win a title? Is this what's going to happen? Is James really going to win a title? Is this really going to happen? They vanquished LeBron.
I mean,
now James is going to get one. He fat suited his way out of Houston, and now this is how easy
are you
Kyrie has mental health his way into and flat earthed his way into a title.
Are you buying was out of shape and that's why his hamstring is bad? I'm not. I don't think he played his. But now all of a sudden he's been playing for how long? And now all of a sudden he hurt his hamstring. It's not because of he was overweight.
How many games did he actually play this year?
He played, well.
He had already missed games previously.
No, he had missed games previously, but he was playing again. I mean, you know, hamstrings happen. You know,
yeah, but soft tissue happens when you're not in shape. And James had missed time.
Really? Will Fuller's always been in shape, and he's always got a hamstring.
No, it can be different.
Aledmus Diaz always has a hamstring in shape.
But most people, most of the time, soft tissue, groin, hamstring, less quad. Usually groin and hamstring.
Well, I think it's more when you're too tight.
Well, it can happen both ways.
Yeah, right.
That ain't James's problem.
Well,
that
no.
He's too a tightly wound, lean I'll muscle say, athlete.
But
no,
we,
that's
but
not
we know
him.
This. James works awful hard, though. I mean, after game, we've seen him. You remember how he showed us even after he had like a 60-point game. He was out there. He's had his shirt off and he's doing push-ups and he's shooting and he's doing all kinds of stuff because he wanted us to know how hard he works. So listen. Sometimes injuries happen. I don't know.
It's possible.
All I know is that what the bleep bucks. I am so pissed. Like, before the playoffs started, I knew, you know, Budenholzer, there was some stuff about Budenholzer behind the scenes that maybe Budenholzer was going to be, you know, was going to be, if they don't do it this year, they're certainly not getting rid of Giannis. Budenholzer was plus 440 to get fired, 6-1 to keep the job. I was like, wow, that guy is, if they don't win, and oh, by the way, the Bucks ain't winning at all. I'm so dumb for not putting down, you know, whatever. To pick up 440 on that, because I don't think Budenholzer gets through this, especially the way they looked last night. And they were talking about it before. I mean, look at they're playing a great shooting team in a zone. You don't play a great shooting team with a zone.
Well, so sometimes I like the idea of zone to throw people off the rhythm. But if you notice, a lot of NBA teams just don't do that at all. It's because NBA teams know how to beat zone.
Well,
and there are too many shooters.
All you
got to
do is shoot
league.
Over it.
There are too many shooters in the league. Obviously not.
And this is one
Rockets.
Of the best shooting teams.
I know. And my big problem that I have with the Bucks is that how do you? Well, okay. So I want to mention something else. So I was thinking about this yesterday. So a text string of guys who we used to all play a lot of ball back in college, like all my college friends who they went to class, like, but I would not go to class, but then go play ball and like meet them at the gym, you know, and then go and then we'd all have lunch dinner together. And they'd say, oh, how was your class? And I'd just be like, you know, great. I loved it because I didn't go because I couldn't wait to go play basketball and I wanted to sleep. So we were texting back and forth. I just, you know, how it started. I saw something from Barstool Tulane where this girl was doing shots with some guy and she was putting it from her mouth into his mouth. So I said, did this happen when we were there? I don't recall this. I don't recall seeing this. Never happened to me. And they said, I don't remember that. But the Brooklyn Nets look locked in, so that started a whole basketball thing between all of us. And one of the things I brought up was I just truly believe sometimes this whole big three thing, you know, yeah, it's a ton of great talent, whatever the case may be. But sometimes when you subtract one of those three, the other two get to fall into a premier alpha role. And I think that's what's happening with the Nets. Kevin Durant is back into I'm clearly the number one. Kyrie is in, I'm clearly the number one, you know, because Kyrie thinks he is too. And then you don't have to worry about trying to fit another guy in. It's hard to fit three major players in. It's just they're so talented. But they've also had a ton of injuries. James has only played 35 games this year. James has played less than half the season this year. So it's not like they've really had to integrate the big three together.
Don't forget, it was a 72-game season. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. He's played 35.
Well, yeah. He played eight with the Rockets, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He played eight with the Rockets. Yeah. Okay, that's right. I forgot about his Rockets. But still, he only played 35 with the Nets. Obviously, Kevin Durant missed time. Kyrie clearly missed time. He had birthday parties and whatnot. We had to take a week off.
Yeah.
So think about this.
He had Zoom meetings.
How often have those guys even played together? They haven't played a ton of games together.
No. Like a couple of weeks before the season, they played seven games together.
That's what I'm saying.
Before the season ended.
I think they're more comfortable with two of the three playing because you don't have to fit the third in. They're so talented, it won't matter if you have the third.
When all three played, though, they were great. They were great.
Well, yeah, they have that, but you don't have to worry about that. Look, they were great yesterday, too, and all three didn't play.
Yeah.
That's great. You beat the Bucks by almost 40 with no James at home. You beat the breaks off of him when he was out in the first quarter. I think this is a team who feels tremendous confidence, and it gets back to what I've said about the Bucks. And I'll keep banging this. Chris Middleton, if he's your second best player, you're not going to win the East. Have you seen what he's done in this series? He's like 13 of 42.
I was reading.
He's terrible.
No, he and gosh, dog it, and damn it. So the under over for he has been. Against everybody else, he's been really good on threes, and the Nets have just shut him down on threes, and the under-over for his three, I don't know why I'm looking at all these big angles, but the under-over yesterday, the pick was under 2.5 threes, and I said, dude's going to hit, he's going to hit at least three threes. What does he do? He hits three threes yesterday, 3 of 8, and Middleton.
Maybe 7 of 20, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. He hit three threes because the under-over was 2.5.
Well, no, I understand it.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if he was 7 for 80.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as a shooter, he has been really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he has.
And if that's who your second best is, and the Nets' second best is Kyrie right now, and that team's playing with confidence, and you're playing like the tight team that doesn't think you... Like, there's no question to me that the Bucks don't feel like they're as good as... the Nets. Like, they're playing like a team that is a little brother team. That's what they're playing like.
Mm-hmm.
And they played like that last year, too. I think Giannis has some of that in him, too. Tell me I'm wrong on that one. Giannis last year did the same thing where he didn't look like the same. We're talking about an MVP, a multi-time MVP, a guy who is a perennial MVP candidate. And when the postseason rolls around, he's got a little... You know, wait till we give James hell. Giannis has not stepped up like a megastar. We just got done watching Luka. And Luka clearly doesn't have enough around him.
He played like a superstar and he lost too, though. I mean, you don't have enough.
But it's not on Luka. Giannis is not rising to the occasion. No. Luka is playing, I would argue, remember the Jeff Van Gundy comment? Do you play better than regular season? Do you rise to that occasion? Luka had 3 40-point games against the premier perimeter defenders in the league. And what is Giannis doing? Giannis has played below his level.
Well, let's see.
Well, Giannis is a limited offensive player.
That's...
And then when the postseason comes around, when people drill down on you, look at Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin's playing 8 feet off of him, and Giannis is saying, well, I mean, he's packing the paint up. There's no real way
that's
for me to get
guard
him.
Well,
that's
listen,
why it's a garden swing league.
You hit the nail on the head. Look at Embiid. Embiid had a good game the other night, and they got beat by Atlanta. Look at Jokic. Jokic had a listen. Jokic, Giannis, and Embiid, those are two of the three were the leaders for MVP this year. They're all big guys. They are all now. Jokic isn't limited offensively. He can do all kinds of stuff. But the big guy right now, it's can you shoot perimeter shots?
Yeah,
if you hit perimeter shots, you can't be beaten this league.
Yeah, you didn't mention Luka because he's not really big.
I mean, I'm sorry, Luka. Giannis, no. Not Jokic, Giannis, and Embiid. Jokic, Giannis, and Embiid. The three big guys.
The three bigs. Yeah, but I would also argue that take a look at the points against. Like, they're all giving up 120-plus.
Well, that's...
In all those games.
Is that because big guys can't get out?
No,
what is Brooke Lopez doing on the floor with Giannis?
It's not all on big guys. Team defense sucks.
Well, what is Brooke Lopez doing on the floor with Giannis?
Because that's how they're constructed.
Well, guess what? It's not good enough. Well, then, it's not against that team that can shoot outside.
Well, that's why your boy's getting fired, probably, Budenholzer, and they're going to have to...
Well, think about how they built themselves. We know what the Rockets did because they were built to beat Golden State, and they just so happened, or at least attempt to beat Golden State, and they just so happened to be good enough that the other teams didn't give them problems. Like, the Rockets were constructed, switching, and obviously built around James to take out Golden State, and they got close, we know. The Bucks, what happened to them last year, that, wait a minute, this Heat team took us out? The focus was, okay, we got to be able to beat the Heat, except there's this behemoth in Brooklyn that they're not built to handle. They were built to beat the team they beat in round one, and they did it easily. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, look at the Bucks. They exercise the demons. See a lot of people picking the Bucks in six. Except when they lose this series, they're going to lose in the same round they lost last year. So there has been no progress. They only just got the broken down Heat out of the way. The Bucks weren't built to beat a lot of teams other than, you know, I don't know who's built to beat the Nets, to be honest with you. But the Bucks were constructed to take out the Heat because that was the team who took them out last year.
That's why I always feel like you gotta go a little easy on the Rockets not beating Golden State, because it was extraordinarily hard to beat Golden State. It's going to be extraordinarily hard to beat this Nets team, and frankly, with or without James, because I think that the number one and number two guys on the Nets have all their confidence. They're defending right now, and honestly, it's just not a very treacherous terrain to get through the East, or really. I guess the Nets are the team to beat right now in the West. I mean, we could argue Clippers, but I don't see it with the Clippers. They won one game at home in a seven-game series. I think it's the Nets, and if you really look at this, to me, we're going to watch James. James is going to get his title, but it's going to feel a little empty if he's – like, how much of the playoffs is he going to miss with hamstring? We'll see.
Doing what they're doing, they're not going to rush him back.
They're not going to rush him at all. They won't rush him through this series unless – And he shouldn't rush through this series. But James is going to get his title. He's going to, and all this is going to do is it's going to tell the other superstars in the league, you need to force your way out of your spots if you don't like it, and go somewhere else.
I think that trend is well underway. The only team, the most talented team they would face is the Clippers. Now, team oriented, how does that play in matchups? Who knows? But as far as talent for talent, it would be the Clippers, but you know, they're a long way away. They got a long
from a matchup standpoint.
Yeah,
it'd be the Clippers
to get there. And they see Utah starting tonight.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Dream Shake obviously is in love with Kevin Durant, so it's a difficult.
Dream Shake is
love with Kevin Durant, but he thinks Utah and Atlanta would give him the most trouble.
Well, Atlanta has the scoring potential, and Trae Young.
You got to outscore this team.
Yeah, Trae Young and his ability to not only pass but shoot is a thing. Yeah, and Utah has the bodies, but I think the Clippers, if they could ever put together what they're capable of, they could go back and forth with this Nets team and probably be better defensively as well. But I don't know. That's what we're watching. I don't know. I don't know how you stop this team. Kevin Durant looks like. Like prime Durant from the Golden State years, doing whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yeah, no, he's and Kevin Durant. Well, we're gonna talk on the other side. There obviously is more basketball to talk, let's talk about our Astros on the other side. But when we come back, there's a pretty good sound from Kevin Durant, and when asked a question about his Achilles, stay with us here. On ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is this the laws here? Oh, yeah. Well, here we go. Right now, how about this deal that the Rockets have got? Speaking of NBA, speaking of selling tickets, we're going to talk about selling tickets, too, as a matter of fact, in a little while from now. But right now, I want to talk about how about the Rockets? The Rockets got something going on that's unbelievable. 10 tickets for $100. 10 tickets for $100. Now, you can do it any way you want. Do you want 2 tickets for one game and then 1 ticket for 8 games? Do you want 2 tickets for 5 games? Do you want 10 tickets for 1 game? You can do that as well. This is an incredible deal. You'll receive 10 tickets for the 21-22 NBA season. 10 tickets, and you can use them however you like. You'll be able to choose from 25 games when the schedule releases. And get this, if the Rockets end up with a top 4 draft pick, they'll even throw in a swingman jersey to your purchase. How about that? Make sure you get in on this deal before it's gone at Rockets.com. There's a lot of ticket talk today, and this is the best deal you're going to find on the market. It's Rockets.com. 10 tickets for $100 right now. Any way you want to do them, a choice of 25 of their 41 home games. You're going to have plenty of good games in there. It's at Rockets.com. That's Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tomorrow will mark 2 years since you initially injured your calf. I know you worked your butt off to get to this point, but did you ever think you'd be this good?
Is that a real question? Of course. I mean, yeah. What you want me to say to that? Of course,
well,
I did.
I mean, it's pretty impressive what you've been able to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm looking forward to just getting up tomorrow and going to practice, watching film, and seeing how we can get better. But, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, that was too long ago.
All right. Well, I'll come up with some more real questions for you next time. Thanks, Kevin.
Love. Mark.
Please do. Please do. That was a TNT. And that, yeah. I mean, asking a guy who's got burner accounts to defend how good he is.
You know who you're talking to?
If he thought he was going to be this good, really?
Did you think you would come back like this?
Yeah.
What? That a real question?
That a real question? You got to save that. Is that a real question?
Don't ask the burner account guy.
No, he's...
He's going to have things to say.
Yeah, he's going to have things to say. Hey, we got things to say about Red Sox Astros. Framber against Perez tonight. It's the Dominican Republic against Venezuela. And
is
two
that
left.
How it's going to be
that's it.
Framed?
Yes, that's
World
Baseball Classic.
That's right.
Does Framber get to wear
Cuba?
The hat of his home country while he's out there?
He should.
Okay, name all the countries represented from the Astros tonight. Go ahead.
Yeah. Whoa.
Puerto Rico.
Yep, shortstop.
Cuba.
First base, Venezuela, and DH.
Venezuela, as you said.
New Mexico?
That's not a country.
Wait, where's Jose from? He's from Altuve's Venezuela, right?
Altuve is...
Is he from Iowa?
No.
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 Originally?
He's from Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Oh, okay. Because I always like, oh, is he from Iowa or Venezuela?
Iowa.
Venezuela.
Okay.
I feel like if Jose Altuve was born in Iowa, yeah, baseball wouldn't have been the thing the Iowans would have been like, sure, let's hand you a glove and a bat. I don't think that's what they would have handed him.
McCormick is from Ireland.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, ancestrally,
McCormick?
Yes.
His name is Chaz. Is that an Irish first
name? Well, it is.
He's been Americanized.
It's or Australia, one of the two.
What about, is Breggy a swamp creature? I know
he's
he went to LSU.
He's
No, that's right. He's New Mexico. He's New Mexico by way of
Baton Rouge,
South Louisiana.
Is he New Mexican?
Yeah, he's New Mexican.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's New Mexican. In the World Baseball Classic, he
weren't you there? Isn't that a country?
He's a New Mexican.
Weren't you there just a little while ago?
New Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, I was in West Texas. The
same thing.
Yeah, pretty same.
Yeah, that's well. That's what.
And Kyle Tucker is from the country club.
Oh, my, he's
the
from Connecticut.
States.
Is there a...
Probably.
With a sweater around his neck.
Is there a country named Privileged? Is that where he's from?
No.
Boy, you have
y'all about... look at Kyle Tucker and
I
think
don't,
this.
No.
It's Raheel started
me. Raheel used to hate... I mean, Raheel was like...
Raheel needs some help
He just
with
looked
that.
At him and go,
Raheel
that's
hates
white privilege
a lot of
if
people
I ever
now.
Saw.
Yeah, Raheel look. Looks at people and hates people based on their...
What they look like.
That's literally the intent.
He doesn't hate him.
Supposed to
does he hate him or does he just... Like, Kyle Tucker is the epitome of what that Robert Kraft video is to Raheel. Have you seen the Robert Kraft video?
Yes.
The Bentley?
They walk the doddering 80-year-old man.
Oh, my God. Here it is.
I can't believe you got me a Bentley.
A bunch of black rappers gave him a car, and everyone's focusing on, why'd the billionaire get the car? Talk to Meek Mill about that. Meek and him are like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kraft and Meek Mill are super tight. Now, why they got a guy who's got all that money, a Bentley,
and
that's the same reason, like, why did James buy, give cash
and luggage
to DaBaby when he has money? Just because that's grown. This is what grown-ass This is what grown-ass people grown with ass money people do now. Yeah. They give other people with money
Why don't
stuff.
My friends give me stuff like that?
Get you
they do. Sweet.
I got rich
don't
friends.
Don't you always show up? Wait a minute. What do you think they're
what do you mean,
doing?
Why don't they do that?
What do you think they're doing? They have you on golf trips.
You're on Chad's scholarship.
Yeah, but that's not a Bentley. I go like this, like Robert Kraft. Oh, my God. You got me a Bentley.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
How did I get
this
a Bentley?
This is a dream come true.
The worst Make-A-Wish kid ever.
I know.
You
know
Robert Kraft is not a Make-A-Wish kid.
Well, they treated him that way. They treated him that way.
Why? It is the weirdest optics, though, because Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Michael Rubin, whoever that is.
I don't know.
It was like a group of five of them all pitched in and said, you know what Robert Kraft needs?
We should get him.
Bentley.
And well, what do you get him, though? Like, what do you get him? A Monopoly game or a
why are you
or cheesy
buying
board?
Him anything?
What do you got to buy him something
why?
Really expensive?
Exactly. Well, you don't buy him anything. You're definitely not getting him.
Michael Rubin is the chairman of Fanatics.
You know what?
What do you get him?
He decided not to.
Let's
don't
go
worry.
Back to the Astros.
Don't worry. He decided not to.
His own massage parlor.
But why? You know,
that's what
funny?
Deshaun needs. His
Twitter,
own.
Wow. But this is funny. Twitter is so mad. Like, Robert Kraft got him. Bentley, like, why are y'all? Twitter loves to have it. If
why
Twitter
are you
loves
mad?
For everyone
you
to
mad,
have
bro?
That, yeah, stop being mad, bro.
What you mad about?
I'm not
grown men giving other grown men gifts. That's their business. It's not yours. It doesn't matter how much Robert Kraft makes. I think it's stupid, personally. No one gives me one.
The idea of him getting it isn't what would upset me if I actually cared about this sort of thing. It's the video of filming him and going. Look, oh my God, look what he's getting. What do you
I
mean?
Know,
look
what that he, is. Why what do, is the purpose of that?
Why is that being filmed?
And
that
disseminated.
Rich guy gets a great car and everyone sees it. What's the point?
And disseminated.
Just because.
Who cares?
I mean, he's 80 years old.
Is that supposed to be?
Let him get it. He can't drive it anyway. Somebody's got to drive it for him.
As Mina Kimes pointed out, this is like when one of those three-legged dogs gets adopted and everyone, and you play that music
home.
Under. You're like, Look at Charlie. He's going to his forever home.
Somebody put Eyes of an Angel under the video, by the way, too.
What are we
they
doing?
They put
Eyes of an Angel.
and they took out all the speaking, and they just put Robert Kraft going outside with that look on his face like, what is happening? Am I getting this extremely exclusive, expensive
and
car?
Just like a grateful dog, he just grabbed Meek Mill's leg and held it, and Meek Mill's just petting him on the
when
head.
When rich people
that's
do
okay.
stuff with rich
that's,
people, yeah. Same thing with James and the baby. I pay zero attention because that's not my life.
Yeah,
it must be great for them.
Let
to
them
have the
do
money,
what they want.
But I don't care. Let rich people do stupid rich people stuff.
Yeah, that's why
giving each other honey buns and cars
or buying their friends jeans.
Yeah.
Now, that, see?
John's
okay.
friends give each other jeans.
My buddy went, oh, you got me jeans? And it was very, it
did
was,
he come
I wish we had,
like, oh, are these true religions?
All right. So I got,
these are
I got
apple bottoms.
I got a question for you guys. Does Pawpaw need to be fired if he starts Miles Straw in center tonight?
No.
I mean, does he, honestly.
You got to stop your anti-straw
pro. It's not anti-straw. It's pro Chaz McCormick. Dude has five homers in 75 at-bats. He has, he has 115 fewer at-bats than Miles Straw and the same number of RBIs. He has five homers. He has, his OPS is over 100 higher. Miles Straw, it's got to stop.
McCormick's not
put Chaz McCormick out there for a week and a half. Let him play 10 straight games. Let him get at-bats every day. Let's see what he does.
Get fired? Come on.
Well,
he's more likely
no,
to be
then,
fired.
Listen.
If Garcia gets put in the pen and Odorizzi starts, yes, fire him immediately.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire him immediately.
That's
then.
The ugliest thing
I don't
you
care
said.
About it. The McCormick thing will work itself out. I
no,
think,
it won't.
Here's my
he's
guess.
Got. He loves Miles Straw.
You know why? I think my guess is because McCormick is not a true center fielder. I know you're going to go the drop ball.
Neither Miles is Straw. Miles Straw.
Yeah, but Miles Straw has much more range. He's much faster. He can take extra bases, which he's done.
He sometimes gets bad he jumps on balls. He can't catch the ball when he gets to it.
He had one drop this year.
No, he did. No, Lance. He's had more than. He's had three
a
or four.
Drop
in
that was
his
a
glove.
Drop. I'm not saying he's a great defensive player, but I'm telling you why Dusty's doing it. Because Chaz McCormick's definitely not a full-time center fielder.
Well, he is on this team. Yes,
well,
he is
the
on this
problem.
Team. But yeah. Listen,
so
Lance Berkman was a full-time center fielder.
Yeah,
Craig Biggio was.
That's not good.
No, it's not good, but it's better than Miles Straw.
No, you never want to go to Lance Berkman as your center fielder.
Lance, if it choice between those two, it's McCormick. It's McCormick.
No, it's not. It's obviously Straw.
Well, it's obviously Straw because, oh, okay, wait till Garcia goes to the bullpen and then see what you think about your pawpaw.
Well, I didn't say, what do you mean my pawpaw?
Yeah, then we'll see.
No,
then we'll see.
If he does something like that, then I'll call for him to be fired.
Okay.
But right. McCormick, I don't think a battle between two relatively light-hitting guys from a, like McCormick does have some ball production, but I don't know that this is the hill I want to die on. McCormick versus, I think starting rotation stuff is much more important than McCormick Straw in that battle. That feels kind of, a step up, I guess, from the Dave Clark stuff. Like, I'm not going to overly focus on Straw. At some point, you either want a guy who produces is run producer or you don't.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, with the short porch with the Green Monster. I mean, McCormick's got the power. Straw doesn't even have the power to reach the Green Monster. Honestly, no. He doesn't hit a ball that far, ever.
I think you're going to be surprised. How many home runs does Straw have this year?
None.
Okay, you're not surprised.
Zero. He can't get a ball out of a park. What are you, nuts?
I know, it's a trick question. I thought you'd go, two?
No, I am. I'm not surprised at all.
Did I almost fool you by saying you're going to be surprised?
I don't think you're going to be
surprised. Did you almost say two?
That's not surprising.
But did I almost trick you into saying
almost,
two?
Almost, almost.
Yeah.
All right, so... when we come back, 727 ESPN 97.5. When we come back here on the show, season tickets are an issue, a real issue on Kirby.
Uh-oh! And somebody's going to practice tomorrow.
And I saw something I'd never seen before. And we'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I'm talking about Chastain Borden. Listen, I'm all in. And you guys have heard me now for I don't know how long I've been talking about Chastain Ford, but I'm all in with these people. I go see them. I go bring them lunch, and we sit down and we talk. And it's real. This is real. How they are and what they say about integrity, what they say about we're not trying to gouge you, what they say about service, what they say about everything they stand behind. When you're the number one commercial dealership in the city of Houston, that is really saying something about you because business trusts you. I mean, and they're not one of the bigger ones. They're just one of the best ones. But they're the biggest when it comes to commercial. That tells you something. When the bottom line is so important in business and you want to get the best vehicle you possibly can that's customized for all of your needs and you trust that company to do it, that says something about that company, and that says something about Chastain Ford. And they're doing the same thing on the retail side. I'm telling you, Chastain will be one of, if not the biggest Ford dealership in this city in no time. It's because of the way they do business and have been doing business now. For over 80 years, Chastain has been selling Fords in this city. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck, get it right now at Chastain Ford. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
ESPN
97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Damn it, I'm telling you, does this song not get you fired up? Does it? Let's turn it up, because the people want to hear it. Now I'm ready. And you know what? This is probably going to be what you're doing, Del. You're selling season tickets.
Are you being negative again? Are you being negative about the Texans?
No,
again?
I'm selling. He's selling.
Did you see the letter? Did you see the letter? Are you being negative?
He's selling season tickets right now. By the way, I got my John Granato Coke bottles. They sent it to the wrong. I've lived in like seven places over the last month.
So now you're going to start crying because
I got my Gatorade bottle, yeah. The one that you got, and I didn't. But guess what? I did get it. So they don't love you more. Where's your JJ jersey? You wear it today? No.
No, I don't wear it.
Because I'm too proud of it. I don't want to get it dirty. Right? It's like my new Jordans.
What do you do that you get a jersey dirty walking around?
Well, you know what I do? Yeah. Eat in it.
Oh. Yeah, Lance uses it as his towel on his bed. It's big enough. It's big enough, I'll tell you that.
I'm on a different type of diet where it's just no fun anymore. What? Like, I can't get anything on my shirt, really. Like, how do you get a boiled egg on your shirt. You can just
brush
it off.
That's not fun.
So how are you selling tickets exactly? By playing a Clay Walker song?
Yeah, he's
that's
playing. How you think? Does this not get you fired up?
Why do they have to sell tickets?
Because nobody wants them.
Says who?
So for the first time ever, I'm driving yesterday, and it says, okay, what's the date? Today's June 8th? June 7th. Houston Texans single game tickets on sale now. You know what never happened before on June 7th? Houston Texans single game tickets on sale now. This is unprecedented how bad it is for the. I feel bad for Greg Grissom walking, and Jamie Roots had it. We're sold. Hey, Bob, we're sold out. Cal, we're sold out, sold out, sold out. Never.
Is Greg Grissom like Nick Caserio walking into?
Oh no!
Well, but that wasn't Jamie's doing.
No. Yes. Well, Jamie, you could claim that if you were the president of the team.
Well, yeah, but Jamie has nothing to do with the product on the field. Bill O'Brien had everything to do with it. Nick Caserio walked into a dumpster fire.
Right, but the business office. But Jamie ran the business office, and the business. I mean, guess what? Business was good. Because it was sold out, because people would sponsor, because they never had a problem with selling or with selling
it was
anything
an easy,
at that stadium.
It was a pretty easy sell.
It was the easiest sell ever.
Well, because football had gone away from Houston, and they rode that for a while.
We were starving. They've ridden it for 20 years now until today.
Yeah.
They've ridden it till today, 19 years now, that this team has had sellouts. I fully expect, although I think it's in doubt now, that they sell out every game. I think it's in doubt. Solomon wrote in the Houston Chronicle that in a matter of weeks, he went from 12,734 on the season ticket waiting list to eligible to buy season tickets today.
Wait. In a matter of weeks, meaning... Weeks ago, months ago, whatever it was.
Weeks ago.
He was 12,000 on the list.
12,734 on the list.
Wait, he thought he was that number when he first signed up?
They must give you updates on where he had an update.
I'm going to try to sign up right now.
Well, there is no season ticket waiting list. Do you know what they'll say? What do you want?
No, if they say that, it's just like if somebody answered, hey, Texans, you want some season tickets? I'll hang up.
I've never had this number. I've been late. I'm kind of a slow pay on my Houston Texans season tickets. I'm kind of a slow pay on it. And you know what? They were like, whatever. You know, you're going to get yours. But hey, you need to pay. We're gonna take them away. And then I go, okay, scratch the check. Go here. Here's your money. And they're like, okay, thanks. They call me now. They've been calling me. I got an email yesterday. Hey, are you going to say we need you to sign up for your season tickets? Remember, it's season ticket time. Got to sign up for your season tickets. Guess what? This guy ain't doing signing up for his season tickets. You can have them. I ain't buying them. I ain't doing it. You know what I could do on the secondary market? I could probably buy them for half price. You know how many games that are going to be? You can go to the secondary market and get great tickets for less than face value. That will happen this year. That is a lock to happen this year.
It's been a lock.
Yeah.
It's been a lock. It was last year.
Listen, I can't tell you how long I've had season tickets that I struggle to give them away. I struggle. Hey, you want my Texans tickets? Nah, I ain't going.
You know what pisses me off? I'm going to be honest with you. This pisses me off. People who, and I don't think there's a lot of them, but I get one. You know, we tried to pump up even the 11-win season at the end of the year because it's hard to win 11 games. And look how many in a row the Texans won a couple years ago. That was really good. But even in the back, but then in the back of your heart, you felt like, I don't feel like this is a team that's that good. And then they proved it in the postseason. Now, I'm telling you, I watch all these other teams build their rosters, all these, and I'm probably a little bit close to it because I do draft, and draft is really, you study the team, you know, when it comes to mock draft and all this stuff, this is what I do. I have to study team building. Do you know what it's like having to watch your own team? And I've done this for NFL.com. I did it well before that, the fall of 2014. I did it well before that. I was already doing draft stuff, but I started doing it for NFL in the fall of 2014. So all these years, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I'm watching all these other teams make smart moves, make, you know, trade for. I know that other general managers out there, I can say, oh, that guy's a smart guy. Oh, I like the way this team is doing it. Do you know how often I've said it about the Texans? Like zero. I was excited about Brian Gain being in, and then Brian got 1 year in, and he was knifed in the back. Then you have Bill O'Brien, and I'm watching these things happen, and I come on the radio, I go on Twitter, I'm telling you why I'm not happy with it, and people thought I was overreacting, and look at what this is. We don't even, they've got season tickets available. Are you kidding me?
No.
They had a list that was so long. I put my name on a list as a goof back in like 17, I think it was, and it was, I was way down the list. I remember they tell you the number at the time. And then I ended up pulling myself off because I'm like, ah, now I'm getting stupid email updates. Unsubscribe. Take my name off the list. This is unbelievable that the team is this unfun. It's not my fault that I'm pissed off at the team. I'll give you some hope if you want. I'll throw some things at you. This is what your hope is, that Nick Caserio can pull them out of the dumpster fire and figure out a way to move to Deshaun Watson, get a bunch of picks, and then hit on his picks. If that happens, then maybe you can follow the Miami model. That's your hope and dream, is that you follow the Dolphin model. That's it.
Yep.
That's your hope. For Jerome Solomon to go from that far on the waiting list at one point to tickets available.
12.
And you said single season is a big deal.
See,
I mean, single game.
Single game right now to be on sale.
You know they sell them during the year, though, single game tickets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They sell them,
but you're saying before the season.
Well, this is time when they're collecting all their all their data for all of their season tickets. And by the way, right now, and then, listen, there was a time when single game tickets wouldn't go on sale until maybe a couple of weeks before the season started. And then, and even then, it was very limited. You would have an unbelievably difficult time to get tickets. You'd have to go to the secondary market. Is there anybody out there right now? Are you getting your? If you're getting your season tickets, 713-780-3776.
We're not trying to shame you. No.
I want to know where you are at, because you are spending your money on that team. I'm not doing it anymore. I've been there since the get go. I've spent every year I've spent on that team, and I'm just done. I want to know where your thought is right now. 713-780-3776. Where are your thoughts on giving them your money? And you know what? You know what? I'm a fan. I appreciate that. I'm a fan. I'm going to see them through these tough times. I believe in this organization. The difficult part, if you want to know the truth for me, is at the very, very top.
Yep.
I think that's where Deshaun is, and that's where this started with Deshaun, you know, outside of the rub and tugs. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about...
They don't know what that means. It's okay. He can throw a little slang in there like that.
I'm talking about his distrust of Cal running this organization.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is unbelievable power. Yes, I know that. But are you going to give them your money? And I want you to convince me. I want you to tell me why.
Do I have to buy a PSL? I can't find how to get season tickets on the website. Do I have to buy a PSL first?
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out because just to see where I would wind up on the list. Apparently, they have this new sign-in experience. You have to go through Ticketmaster and create a new account, and then maybe it'll revert you back. So they push you to the Ticketmaster website, and I guess it clicks you back once you sign in if you haven't already developed an account.
Do it, Dell. Go ahead. Create a Ticketmaster account.
I ain't looking for that. Now I got to get emails from Ticketmaster and the Texans.
Yeah. Yeah. So
use one of your burners.
Yeah. So we got some calls in. We'll get this straightened out. There are people that who's the top one? Dell. Oh, Dell's in there working with who's the top one?
What do you mean, who's the top one?
There's somebody. Oh, they left. Okay. 713-780-377. We'll get those calls. I want to hear it on the other side. What you think. By the way, Daryl Morey's in some trouble, too. We'll get to that as well right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number to call in. I want to hear you tell me why you're buying your Houston Texans season tickets right here. Don't go anywhere.
But first...
You want to talk about some insurance?
What?
Where would you go, Lance?
TGS Insurance. As a matter of fact, Dune on Twitter just said, hey, what's that company that you do the homeowners insurance for? I said, oh, it's TGS Insurance. How do I get a hold of them? I said, you text the word money to 232323. He said, do you still speak for them? I said, I do. I do. And I will be speaking them for them for not just the near future, for long term, because I believe in their product. I believe in their concept. The concept is they have a group of A-rated insurance companies, and they aggregate them, and then they shop your homeowner's insurance rates through these A-rated companies. And many of these companies are underwriters for even larger companies that, you know, the name brand companies. And all you're doing is paying middleman fees. And if you've had the same company for years and years and years, I guarantee you they're not going down. They're not being competitive with their rates. They're simply adding on to what you're already paying because they know you're someone who just wants the quote-unquote convenience of staying with the same company. I'm going to change your idea of convenience. Text the word money to 232323. They get a firm quote for you. Within 15 seconds, you'll know exactly what your homeowner's insurance could be with an A-rated company. And then they handle almost the entire process of switching over your insurance today. Today, you may have to DocuSign something in an email and then hit, you know, submit, and that, and you're done. Nothing could be more convenient than that. And the average savings is $900 for people switching over their homeowner's insurance. See if you're one of those people. Text the word money to 232323 or go to tgsinsurance.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 737-803-776. We got a couple of guys in here. We'll get to Daryl Morey in just a second, but we got a couple of guys in here that want to talk about their season tickets. Reese is one. What do you say, Reese?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Now, I was going to say that if you're a fan of the Texans, I mean, regardless how goofy the owner is, if the tickets are cheap and you can get them, I would personally buy them now because eventually the Texans will be good again. I know it sounds crazy, but eventually they will be good again, and teams go up and down. So the season tickets are an investment. You know, I had season tickets 1 year, and it was great, man. You get to meet all the people that sit around you. The tailgating is awesome. I mean, and then once they become good again, if you're a fan, then you'll enjoy it. But, and also, when they become good again, there'll be, like, some big games. Like, the teams that are good, man, you can sell those tickets. I know that sucks for people to hear that, but people do it. You can sell your tickets for a crazy amount of money if it's a big game. And, God forbid, you know, playoffs come. Like I say, it's an investment, and it's something you do every weekend. It's only 8 games. You know, if I were a fan like that, then I would definitely buy YRT because when they do become good, if they're ever a marquee team, Patriots South, you know, it's going to be hard to get your hands on some season tickets. So that's just my thought. Buy while they're cheap, and just it's an investment. Just hold on to them.
Yeah. buy them while they're cheap and lose for a couple. You're going to be hoping for to be able to sell those tickets, or you're going to be waiting for those big games that are going to be coming here where they're either resellable or something that you want to see. That's 3 or 4 years away. It really is. And by the way, and while they're bad for there were plenty of season tickets available for the Astros after their 100 lost seasons. You could get back in. Now,
buy low.
Now, I'm going to lose my PSL. I paid for my PSL up front.
How much was it?
It was $2,000 per ticket.
Oof. Four tickets?
I had two tickets. $2,000 each, $4,000. But I've had 20 years of it. So, I mean, that goes into the cost for the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? But I have to do it again. I'll have to get PSL.
So, if you want to buy season tickets, you have to have a PSL?
You have to buy a PSL. That's another thing that's
tickets.
Making it awfully difficult.
Not just for certain sections.
Now, that was the case then. I don't know. Maybe they're going to be desperate.
It's online. Like there's 1,377 listings for PSLs. And when I say PSLs, also tickets.
Oh, well, those are you sure?
Club, Lowe's, mezzanine, field level.
Aren't people selling their PSLs to
on
you?
On the Texans website?
On the Texans website.
I don't know.
Texans you can transfer. You can sell your tickets on the Texans website. That's how you can go about it that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, or whether or not the Texans, that might be the Texans actually. Well, I don't know. But you can buy. That's where they want you to buy it.
You can make an offer. Yeah, this is they got their own secondary site on their own site.
On their site, yeah.
Oh, man, I hope the Texans finally start making some money.
Well, I don't know about that.
I am worried a little bit about that. Yeah.
Can somebody please give Cal a Bentley? Can we have some rappers? Which rappers would give Cal a Bentley? Lil Pump, Lil Xan?
Cal wouldn't want an actual real car. He'd want one of those systems where, like, NASCAR set up for the NASCAR driver set up when they couldn't race. They had, like, these gaming systems.
Oh, simulations?
Yeah, he would want one of those. It would be a step up. At least he'd have a seat this time when he's playing his video games.
Cal, you're driving so fast.
Why are you saying that?
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Hannah.
No, let's get Mark.
But Hannah wouldn't say it the way you said it. Like that little joy in your voice. Well, Cal, you're driving so fast.
Mom would say it like Hannah that, would be not like, a wife.
Come on, we got to stop making Cal a little kid eating peanut butter sandwiches.
I'm saying he's playing video games.
Need to stop running a team like a little kid eating peanut butter sandwiches.
It's not.
We don't need real-life Tommy Boy running this team.
Well, Tommy Boy actually
Tommy had some ideas. Yeah.
No, Tommy Boy actually did stuff at the end.
Can I ask you?
When Cal's standing on that getting the Lombardi trophy, then I'll go Tommy Boy.
Can I ask you?
That's what he gets it.
Ask you a question. At what age did Cal stop asking for the crest to be cut off?
Stop. See?
What? 19.
Let's stop doing that.
You think before 19. He was 20?
Let's stop doing that.
I think he was before 20, yeah.
Just
barely.
When I was, when he was Casario and I was Cal, that was really, really bad. I asked for a peanut butter sandwich.
For you? Or for?
It was bad. We got to stop doing
you heard
that.
About, we did that. Did you hear about it later?
Remember that? Yeah, I heard about it.
Oh, you did?
Not from them.
Okay.
Heard about it from people that were like, that was brutal, dude. You can't do that. Let's get Mark in here. He wants to talk about it.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. So, man, I've been a season ticket holder since day one, and, man, this organization sucks, man. You know, I just wrote a check the other day, paid off my season tickets. I guess lucky for me, I get an expense account at work, so I could, you know, expense tickets and give them to customers who want them. I don't know, man. These guys just suck. And start at the top with Tommy Boy and filters down to the false prophet. And I mean, man, these guys just suck. And I guess I suck too for writing a check. So.
No, it's expensive account. You're good. I don't mind if people write a check for Texans season tickets. I'm not judging anyone for wanting to go to an NFL football game on Sunday, especially if you are making the most of the tailgates. I would say this, based on what I think might happen this year, you better get your tailgating in.
I do find it interesting that people like Reese, and then we had I saw a tweet about how, well, you get them now. And they'll be good. What guarantee is that? The Lions have stunk for years.
Yeah, no,
What's the guarantee?
No, there is no guarantee.
There are
How long did it take Cleveland?
Yeah, the
Browns suck for a long time.
Teams can be bad for a long time.
If you have incompetent...
At the top?
Yes. If you have incompetent administration, this could last a long time. And by the way... After that first draft, not sure how competent Nick Casario is. Not sure.
That was a troubling draft to me.
Yeah.
That was a troubling draft. But it's his first one, so I'm not going to judge everything.
We've got a lot more drafts to look at.
If you had to script your first draft, I'd rather you screw it up with no first and second round picks. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
I'd rather you screw it up by taking a backup quarterback in the third round.
Right. Let's get Paul in here. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I've been a season ticket holder since day one. You don't have to have a PSL in certain sections, number one. And the only reason we're going now, my group of friends, is we tailgate. We're not even going into the games the last couple of years. We are paying for the tickets, but we're not going into the games. So you just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
You don't get obliterated. You just kind of hang out, watch the games. And then I've got to implore the people, stop buying their merchandise. Go to, like, Running Game Clothing. Go to local suppliers and buy their shirts and hats. I stopped doing that, like, 10 years ago. Don't give them more money. It's terrible what this organization is come and you just stop giving them the money. I'm just going to give them my ticket money. That's it. And my tailgate money. That's it.
I can see that.
I want to be there when they're better.
I can see that. But
hanging out with your buddies on a Sunday, it's an expensive hang, but yeah, that's. And especially, what if the Texans surprise you this year and you want to go see, hey, look, you know, I want to go see when this team comes in or that team comes in. I think the idea and the concept of going to your party, your Sunday party, that's still very appealing to a lot of people. I got to tell you, just our friend Sweet Miller, who is with Raging Bull Tailgaters, that's a phenomenal party and has been since day one that the Texans opened up. He throws a great party. There's other tailgates out there that have been parties for years and years. And maybe it's just six guys hanging around and they don't see each other as much anymore. I totally get that. But to me, that's different than wanting to get those season tickets. But, I do feel like if there was a change in ownership, I really honestly feel like if you had a new owner who had some money and who had a background like a Jim Crane, who had been a former baseball player, and then his concept was analytically driven. And, you know, we knew he was way sharper than Drayton. We knew Drayton was the huckster. At first, we thought, you know, there were some thoughts that maybe Jim Crane was not going to be the right guy at owner for some people. They didn't like the way he was running the team. But it was part of the process that they had built in. I would just wish that we had a sharp owner and maybe could hit reset on. If you could clean sweep Jack out of there along, if you got rid of Jack and you got a new owner and maybe you tightened up the uniforms and you got rid of Clay Walker, if you could rebrand the Texans, it would be so much easier to get on and say, okay, this is a fresh start. I'm back on. But you're going to have to give people something to be excited about at some point. Something, a player, a win streak. It's going to have to be roster driven. Actually, you got to give them something to be excited about on the roster. That's where the Rockets are too. Rockets have to do that as well. Speaking of the Rockets, Daryl Morey, former general manager of the Houston Rockets, fined $75,000 for a tampering tweet.
Let's do that on the other side. Sorry,
we'll tell you what he said.
Daryl Morey fined, and it should not be surprising. This is what Daryl Morey does. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Daryl Morey on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.